This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm T. Shao Eek. What do doodles have to do with cancer? On World Reverse Cancer Day, which is observed on the 2nd of April, the doodle community in Malaysia will be helping Cancer Research Malaysia to promote awareness on cancer research. To find out more about this doodle exhibition, I'm speaking to Zafran Tan from Doodle Malaysia. Good afternoon, Zafran. Thanks for joining me today.
Good afternoon, Shahid. My pleasure.
Zafran, perhaps we can start with, if you can tell me, what will Doodle Malaysia be contributing to the Reverse Cancer Initiative?
Right. Well, it's World Reverse Cancer Day this weekend. And from Doodle Malaysia, what we're going to do is basically it's a two-pronged attack. First, there will be two large murals on display this weekend at Rio, at APW, on World Reverse Cancer Day. And there will be depictions, doodle-style depictions on these murals. But also, in another way, that we are trying to exert and exercise our own artist power or artist influence, if you will, on the social media. So the artists that we select to work on these murals are those with a large following, because it's we thought that it's much more noble cause to use your influence on social media. So those specific for this cancer research initiative, those are the two things that we are going to do this weekend.
Can you explain to me what is the concept of the doodle artwork that will be put up?
Right. Okay, the organizers will be installing a discovery tunnel, sort of a tunnel that connects these two main exhibition spaces. So the idea is that there will be two large murals each side of the tunnel on your way into the main exhibition space. So we've decided that we want to depict very to-your-face, very straight-to-the-point depiction doodle style mural on these two large canvases that people will go through while they are walking inside to the main exhibition space. So what we will be doing is that we will depict a progression of scenes throughout your, basically people with cancer's life or people without cancer's life. So while you are walking in, you will see scenes of or depictions of doodle style depictions of happiness, and then as you walk through in the tunnel, you will see the scenery change to, you will see people under treatment, and then after a while, then you see the scenes change to people collecting data, people doing lab experiments, people doing off-field research work. And at the end of the tunnel, you will see depictions of your funding. So the main idea here is that we want to show what your funds can do. And we want to show people to be aware of this, the importance of this fund, just to say that, well, the money that you give today might as well be the money that will be saving you or your family members in the future. And from the main exhibition space, when you finish going down the tunnel and you linger around the administration space and to talk to people from Cancer Research, after you're done with all that, when you on the way out, you will see the scene in reverse. And that relates more to what Cancer Research Malaysia is doing, which is the main thing is to reverse cancer. So the artwork works in both ways. And we will also be using, in doodle style murals, it's very simple, it's just black and white. But for these murals, we will put in a bit of colors to signify the types of cancers. I know, according to the awareness ribbons. So the colors signify the different types of cancer. So we will be trying to pick the cancers that is more prevalent in our Asian communities. Apart from that, there's a bit of a fun element there. The idea of reversing cancers and the idea that we got from Cancer Research Malaysia that they were trying to put out this small C letter as a moniker for reverse cancer. So we will be hiding a lot of this small C letter across the doodle mural, mm-hmm. and we encourage people to go and find it. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like an Easter Bunny thing. And so the idea is that, you know, it takes a community to find and solve for or treat cancer.
And people can interact with the exhibition. Okay. Zafran, what was the creative process that you undertook to come up with these ideas? Mm. Where do you get inspiration? Where do you get the ideas and the knowledge about what people living with cancer go through?
Well, we actually go straight to the source. We met Dr. Teo from Cancer Research Nation last weekend, and she imparted the whole wisdom, and she told us what Cancer Research Nation is all about, what they need to do, and what they need. And after that, we went back and brainstormed. We met the potential artists to work with. We researched a bit more online, researched a bit more with some personnel that I know who actually survived cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And we put them all together, and we thought, okay, that's the best way to show what Cancer Research Nation needs, which is funding, is to make the artwork very, very straight to the point. No fine-tuning, nothing deep there. We need funds. So we will depict that particular thing. But it's good. It's not an easy task for them. It's quite easy to stray away. Being artists, you always wanted to, you know, put a bit of yourself there, and you always wanted to, you know, exercise your ego a bit, I guess. You want to show that, you know, this is your artwork and not for any common goal. So that's why we decided to get like 8 artists, new artists, and 10 baking artists to beautify the mural. But at the same time, when we were doing that thing, the mural, myself and our Dodo Malaysia Hit title, we'll also be there as sort of like a curator to make sure that we don't stray away from what we're trying to depict.
I see. So that means there will be, it will be sort of happening live.
It will start on the night before, on Friday. And then I think we will continue drawing until around 12 in the afternoon on Saturday.
On the 31st of March.
Yeah, it's half live, I guess.
So people who are there early enough can watch the doodle artist at work on the mural.
Can watch the connection.
That's fantastic. Finally, Zafran, maybe a message from you about why do you think art is important to educate people about cancer? What role can art play?
Oh, very important. Maybe people might not see it, but art has the power to reverberate more efficiently with the public through visual and performances. In this day and age, where we are so attuned to giving more inclination and attention to striking imagery. So we lean more towards images and visuals than text or anything you can see on screen or on books. So for us at Doodlers and our group of Doodlers, we always find a cause for us to work with to show that our artwork can be a catalyst for something more meaningful. So when it comes to campaigns like this, like with a clear goal, so we have to push down our ego there and make the art more tangible, more relatable, more straightforward. Which is why we, I guess, as Doodlers, we think that the doodle art works best in this kind of campaign instead of fine arts and performance arts and the like.
That you can get your message across.
You don't really have to, you don't really have to think too much on it.
That's great. Zafran, thank you very much for that explanation. That was Zafran Tan from Doodle Malaysia sharing about the mural that will be on display at the Reverse Cancer Initiative, which will be hosted by Cancer Research Malaysia from 31st of March to 1st April in APW Bangsa. There will be a number of educational workshops around immunotherapy, genetics, screenings and more, with activities for the whole family. Find out how you can support this initiative, including an opportunity to upload your own reverse cancer video on Instagram. To find out more, visit cancerresearch.my. And to find out more about this doodle community, which has over 12,000 doodle artists, you can go to Facebook and search for Doodle Malaysia. You've been listening to Front Row on the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.